1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
When it comes to the hardest, most thankless jobs, one of them near the very top has to be caregivers for the elderly.
Oh, yes.
Your angels and saints, if you're listening.
I mean, they provide such a critical service, giving all their time and their energy and their compassion to do things that, frankly, most people probably wouldn't have the patience to do themselves.
That's why families send them to homes, right. Jeffrey.
Yeah,
so we just want to thank them for all their amazing work that they do in the community.
Now that we've
praised caregivers,
it's
time to prank one.
No, Jeffrey, I knew it.
She was set up by her friend because she's about to start helping with a brand new family tomorrow. And she'll need to talk with the family first. I don't think it's going to go very well.
Oh, my God.
You'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Crystal.
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Crystal. This is Will. I think you just got hired to do some caregiving work for my family.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Will. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just spoke with the agency that recommended you, and they were telling me some pretty great things.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 4 years for a lot of different families, so I'm looking forward to working with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if the agency told you about the duties that are going to be involved with my grandpa and everything.
Just the standard meal planning, medication reminders, helping him get things done, stuff like that.
Yeah. Did they mention the nocturnal chowdownia situation?
No, sorry. What was that?
Nocturnal chowdownia? They didn't tell you?
No. Would you mind filling me in?
I'm kind of surprised I didn't mention this. So Gramps only eats when he sleeps. So the medical term is nocturnal chowdownia. So when he closes his eyes, then you're going to have to get to work.
Is that through like an IV then, I'm assuming?
No, it's not like that. We're not at that point yet. But basically, he won't eat when he's awake. And obviously, he needs food. So whenever he takes his five-minute power naps, you need to be cramming a banana down in there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need to get this straight. So, so he has to be fully asleep, like, to... I'm sorry, can you just explain it one more time? I've just never heard of this.
Well, no, it's actually pretty easy. So, like, he'll be in the middle of watching Wheel of Fortune, and then he'll conk out.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as you see that happen, then you need to be microwaving Hot Pockets like Martha Stewart on crack. Get him heated up, stuff him in his mouth before he wakes up.
And I think that's what I'm confused about, the stuffing in his mouth.
You're going to have to do it as quiet as you can. So I recommend maybe sneaking up from behind and then tie his hands to the chair.
I don't think it will be necessary to restrain him.
Oh, trust me, it is. Because it can actually get pretty intense feeding him.
Sometimes
he'll try and fight it in his sleep, you know?
Fight in his
because his subconscious doesn't want him to eat. And he'll be throwing karate chops. Fists will start flying. But that's why the restraints are there. Use any force necessary to make it happen.
Well, I don't know if I'm really comfortable using force to feed a patient.
Okay. Well, no one is really comfortable at first, but just know that we have a closet full of rope and restraints and wires, all shapes and sizes in there. Whatever you need, we're behind you, all right?
And okay.
It's not for anything weird. It's just for restraining Grandpa.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is so much information all at once.
Okay. Do you want to write it down?
You know what? No, I don't think I'm the right person for this job. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be a caregiver for your grandfather.
You have a problem feeding old people?
No.
That wasn't on your resume.
What I said is that I am not the right person for this position, and I have never dealt with this condition, and I just want the best care for him.
But you're starting tomorrow, though, and the agency said that you were willing to help with whatever we need.
Well, the agency didn't tell me that I'd need to be tying up Grandpa and then shoving food down his throat. So I'm trying to tell you that I will not be able to start.
You mean spitting it in his mouth?
Excuse me?
You'd be spitting it in his mouth because Grandpa doesn't chew since he's sleeping. So you'll pre-chew his food and then baby bird it into his mouth mid-sleep.
Oh my God, that is not how that is done. I'm sorry, but
You can eat some of it too if you want.
Excuse me?
Like the peanut brittle that he has is pretty good. So when you chew it up, you just spit some to him and then swallow whatever you don't.
I can't think of a worse food than peanut brittle to feed this man in this condition. Excuse me, are you laughing?
I mean, I'm trying not to.
It is so funny.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, your friend Mason said that you were into this kind of stuff, so maybe she was wrong.
How do you know my friend Mason? Who are you?
I only know her because she's the one who set you up for this prank phone call.
Holy crap! Oh, there's no way she did this!
Yeah, I'm not from the family who hired you. My name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
No way, dude.
Your best friend Mason said that you set her up on a bad blind date recently, and this was her way of getting revenge.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Honestly, though, I think you'd get a lot more jobs if you put baby birding on your resume. or maybe you'd get more dates.
You know, I don't think I've seen that one on Tinder, but you never know. It's out there.
Trust me, it works.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.